Narayana Sakshat
Narayana Sakshat
Bhagavanya Sinamgati Sanstuyate Sasakasu Mutta Sangai Puna Puna Yatra Narayana Sakshat Bhagavanya Sinangati Sanstuyate Satkastasu Mukta Sangha Puna Puna Yatra Narayana Shaksha Bhagavanya Sinangati Sanstuyate Satkahastasu Mukta Sangai Puna Puna Yatra.
Yatra.
Where?
Where?
Narayana.
Narayana.
Lord Narayan.
Lord Narayan.
Shakshat.
Shakshat.
Directly.
Directly.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nyasinam. Of persons in the renounced order of life. Gatihi. The ultimate goal. Sanstuyate is worshipped. Sakatasu by discussing the transcendental vibration. Mukta Sangai by those who are liberated from material contamination. Puna
puna,
again and again. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord Narayan is present among devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayan is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, those in a renounced order of life, and Narayan is worshipped through this Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite holy name again and again. Please repeat after me. The Supreme Lord Narayan,
the Supreme Lord Narayan
is present amongst devotees
among devotee
who are engaged
in
hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Lord Narayan
is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, those in renounced order of life. And Narayan is worshipped through the Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Mayavadi sannyasi are missing the real presence of Narayan. This is because they falsely claim to be Narayan himself. According to this customary etiquette of Mayavadi sannyasis, they address one another as Narayana. To say that everyone is a temple of Narayan is correct, but to accept another human being as Narayan is a great offense. The conception of Daridra Narayan, poor Narayan, an attempt to identify the poor with Narayan, is also a great offense. Even to identify Narayan with demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is an offense. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudra Nidaivata Samatra Neina Vicheta Sapasandi Bhavetruram. One who considers Lord Narayan on the level with great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is immediately listed amongst non-believers. The fact is that by performing Sankirtan Yajna, one can immediately please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Narayan himself descends and immediately is present. In this age of Kali, Narayan is immediately present in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Concerning Lord Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 states, Krishna Varna Triva Krishna Sango Pangas Traparsudam Yagyai Sankirtana Brayair Jayanti Sumeda Saha. In this age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnational Godhead who constantly sing the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. After all, human life is meant for pleasing Narayan, and this can easily be done by performing Sankirtan Yajna. Whenever there is a congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Gaura Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, immediately appeared and is worshipped by the Sankirtan Yajna. In this verse, it is said that Narayana is Nasinam Gatihi, the ultimate goal of the sannyasis. The goal of those who have renounced the material world is the attainment of Narayana. The Vaishnava sannyasi, therefore, dedicates his life to serving Narayana. He does not falsely claim to be Narayana. Instead of becoming Nirvaira, non-envious of other living entities, one who tries to become Narayan becomes envious of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the attempt to become Narayan constitutes the greatest offense. Actually, when one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes non-envious. In this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. But by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and devoid of material hankering. Because of our envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have become envious of all other living entities. When we are no longer envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there will be real peace, unity, and fraternity in human society. Without Narayan or Sankirtan Yajna, There cannot be peace in this material world. Om Agyana Dimiram Nasyagyanam Jyana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nidam Vinatas Maisri Gurve Namaha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Jagadi Goswami Niti Namine Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasrata Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasana Sri Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, before making a chance to speak on this very deep subject matter, I request all the Vaishnava to bless me. There are many senior Vaishnava amongst us who can bless me and speak something sensible which will appeal to everyone's heart. So there are very nice points given by Srila Prabhupada in this particular sloka. And this is a very nice sloka about the Sankirtan party. And it's also a very nice, interesting point Srila Prabhupada made about envy. So I think envy is the only reason why we're still in the material world. Why everyone, all the living entities, are in the material world. There are so many qualities we can engage in devotional service. What comes to my mind, even lust, anger and greed, even these three bad qualities which Krishna says everyone should give up. Even this quality, sometimes the devotee can engage them in devotional service. For example, lust. I remember there was a prostitute in Dwarka, and she was hunchback. Her name was Kubja. Yes? What was her name? Mathura? Yeah, okay, her name was Mathura. I'm sorry, Kali Yuga brain, forget the name of everything. So, she was lusty about Krishna, and Krishna went and he blessed her, he pulled her by her chin or by something, and she became so beautiful by her cheek. She became so beautiful and she was attracted to Krishna. The gopis were attracted to Krishna. The gopis don't know Krishna is God, right? So they just think he's such a beautiful boy. We want to associate with him. It doesn't matter. If my parents say no, if my husband say no, if my grandfather say no, they sneak out of the house in the middle of the night to see Krishna. And what about anger? I think Hanuman was so angry when he wanted to destroy Lanka, the whole Lanka. Hanuman was so angry that he wanted to find Sita. In fact, there is a pastimes of Hanuman. Hanuman takes the form of a Brahmana, old Brahmana, and he goes to the forest to hear Valmiki. Valmiki is riding the Ramayana, and while he's riding, he's speaking the Ramayana. He closes his eyes and see. So he says, Hanuman entered the Ashoka garden and saw, you know, the white flowers, the forest, and then the Brahmana in the form of Hanuman saying, sorry, sir, stop. He say, what? Dear Brahmana, what can I do for you? Say, I think you're making a little mistake. He said, no mistake. He said the flower were white. He said, yes, the flower, the tree were white in the forest at that time. He said, no, the flower were red. And then Valmiki said, no, I don't think so. He meditated for a while. And then he said, no, sir, the flower were white. And Hanuman say, no, the flower were red, check properly. And then he said, okay, but now look, the Lord is in my heart, is dictating this. I'm riding only, the flower were white. Then Hanuman became so angry, he said, no, the flower were red. He said, who are you? Valmiki say, and then at that point Hanuman revealed his real form. He said, I am Hanuman, I'm telling you, the flower were red. And at that time, Valmiki shocked. You know? You don't know what to do. At that moment, Ram appeared and said, "Hello, wait a minute. Cool down." He said, "Actually, both of you are right." He said, "How can that be?" He said, "Actually, Hanuman, the flowers were white, but because you were so angry, your eyes were filled with rage. They were so hot red. You see everything red. So you saw the flower were red. You saw the sky was red. You saw everything red. So you are also right." So Hanuman was pacified, took darshan of the Lord. Valmiki was happy. He continued. So anger, I think Arjuna at one point, he was very angry when he was shooting those arrows. You cannot fight if you're not angry, you know? And he's having Krishna in front of him, and he wants to give a fight. But Krishna said, "No, you fight for me." So how can you fight if you're not angry? I'm sure all of you have fight sometime, at least with your wife. Or your wife has fought with you. So anger can also be utilized in the service of the Lord when time comes, otherwise we don't become angry. He says that if the temple is attacked or the body are attacked, then we can become angry. If somebody become angry with us, it's okay, we can tolerate. We can take a slap, we can take a kick and walk away. That's the best solution. So, and greed, how to utilize greed in the service of the Lord. We are greedy for the mercy of Krishna. You can see sometime here in the temple, every morning, the devotee goes with a lamp, and the people, they go, they are so greedy for that mercy of the Lord, the light, they jump, they push everybody, elbow everybody, they die for the light. They're very greedy for the mercy of the Lord. But envy is the only thing which we cannot utilize in the service of the Lord. So this enviousness must be given away. This envy of Krishna reflects to the envy to all the living entities. And this is a great obstacle in the advancement of devotional service. So envy must be given up. And as we are advancing in Krishna consciousness, we must work on ourselves how to remove all the different impediments into our spiritual life. As we boil the ghee, all the impurity comes out. This morning I was asking my wife, how you remove the impurity of the ghee? He said, it's simple, you scoop it out. You take a filter, and then the ghee goes through the filter and the impurity remain there. So similarly, by this chanting process, all the impurity will come out. And one should be able to distinguish those impurity and remove them from the heart. Because this is the process of bhakti, and this is the process of purification. Srila Prabhupada sometimes said that we are in a hospital and there are so many sick people. So if you work in a hospital, you cannot go and complain, "Oh, why so many sick people here? You know, why this guy has a broken leg? Why this guy has a scratch? Why this guy has a headache?" Hey, you work in the hospital, there are sick people. That's your job, to fix everybody up. And also to protect yourself, that you don't become infected. So similarly, we live in a material world, and people, they're affected by the three modes of material nature. Just yesterday and the day before yesterday, I was in Calcutta. Walking through Calcutta amongst millions of people, you can realize that devotees are very rare. Very few devotees. Sometimes I went to one shop and buy something, I bought some security dress. And he said, "How long have you been in India?" I said, "Oh, around 35 years. "And you're fully dedicated to Krishna?" I said, "I'm trying." He said, "Wow, so nice. You are from Mayapur, yeah? I want to come there." "Yeah, please come." So, amongst millions and millions of people, only few are dedicated themselves, their life, to become devotees. And Krishna says, "Manushyanam sa ashasu kashi yadati siddhaye And amongst those who are devoted, very few know me in truth. So Ellen dedicated our life to know Krishna, to know the greatness of Krishna, to dedicate ourselves in the service of Krishna. So we must be very careful to eliminate all the impurity so we can reach the ultimate destination, Param Gati. Narayanam Param Gati, Vasudeva Param Gati. The ultimate goal, which is Krishna Prema, actually. Our goal, it says, not even to go back home, but to Godhead, because the devotee do not desire anything else but to serve Krishna. Of course, Srila Prabhupada said we should desire to go back to Godhead, because this material world is a very dangerous place. So we must follow this process in this very lifetime, and we can achieve the ultimate goal of life. It is not difficult. The Acharya has set up the path for us. Just we must understand when we are going off, when our desires are driving us away from serving Krishna, from chanting the holy name, from associating with the devotees. The real wealth we have is the association of the devotees. Because only in association of the devotee, the Lord becomes manifest. We are reading here in the purport that when we are chanting the holy name of the Lord becomes present in that place. When we are discussing about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, then Krishna becomes manifest in that place. So this is the real wealth. The other day I was meditating, I was thinking, what is the wealth of the Brahmanas? The wealth of the Brahmana is knowledge and renunciation. We see that Krishna gives 10,000 cows every day to the Brahmanas. What the Brahmana do? They don't open a goshala and start to make ghee and cheese and mozzarella and all these things, right? They just distribute the cows to all the people of the world. The Brahmana, Srila Prabhupada explained in one purport, even a Brahman, you give him 1 lakh rupees, the next day he's penniless. He has distributed all the wealth. This is the duty of the Brahmana. He, by choice, he wants to remain completely dependent on the Lord. And by that, he conquered the Lord. By the knowledge and renunciation and devotion, the Brahmanas are called the mouth of the Lord. Whenever you feed the Brahmanas, whenever you feed the Vaishnavas, the Lord becomes pleased. And then I was thinking, what is the power of the Kshatriya? It's their strength, their valor, and their justice. This is their power. Because they listen to the Brahmana, they're able to establish Dharma. A Kshatriya will never run away from a fight. And when challenged, he will fight. And when time comes, he will fight for establishing Dharma. What's the power of a Vaishya? Is Lakshmi, money. He makes money, but he also gives donation. What is the power of a Sudra? He helps everybody else. So everybody has to understand where is the power we have. For us as a devotee, we have the association of devotee and the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. This is the power of the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas are indefeatable. We can see in so many pastimes how the Lord has come to help the devotees in so many instances. Draupadi, she was stripped naked by Dusasan, who is a powerful Kshatriya. How can she try to resist, try to pull her clothes? But at one point she said, I can't fight against this barbarous man. Was trying to strip me naked. She let go and surrendered to Govind. Now what happened? Krishna appeared in the form of a sari, unlimited sari. She was protected by Krishna. Kunti, she's praying, my dear Lord, please give us trouble again and again, because by the moment we are troubled, you appear. So simply by the trouble that other living entity they are giving us, you become manifest. So this trouble is welcome. In so many instances, so many devotees, we can see how Krishna appeared to save the devotees. Prahlad Maharaj, his father wanted to kill him. He's totally surrendered to Krishna. He's not afraid. And Krishna saved him in so many instances. So we see as we surrender to the Lord reciprocates with us accordingly. But, you know, the process of this Sankirtan is the most powerful thing in this Kali Yuga. It says how Lord Chaitanya appeared. He is not black like Krishna, he is golden form. And he appeared to propagate the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So this chanting is so sublime. It's so powerful in Kali Yuga that anyone who chant sincerely, anyone who congregationally chant the holy name of the Lord, then the Lord become pleased with that person. Now, what I wanted to share with you today was, and I was reading Chaitanya Sikshamrita, is that there are different pastimes of the Lord. In many places, Srila Prabhupada said we should read every day a Krishna book. Now, what happened is that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Bhaktivinoda Tagore explained that each pastimes counteract different type of scene or different type of mentality that sometime comes within our mind. So I'd like to share with you a reading from Chaitanya Sikshamrita about the 20 different obstacles to devotional service. That simply by hearing these pastimes of Lord Krishna, our mentality can be rectified. So by hearing the pastime of Puttana, represent a fake guru who teaches bhukti and mukti, material enjoyment and liberation. Duplicious false devotees attached to bhukti and mukti represent Puttana. Be merciful to the pure devotee, Krishna as a baby killer, Puttana, to protect the newly born affection of the devotees for him. The car demon, Shakatasura, represent the load-bearing produced by old and recently acquired bad habit and philosophy and by the laxity and pride. The mood created by contemplating baby Krishna as he breaks the cart, remove this evil. 3. The whirlwind demon, Trinavarta, represents the vanity of false learning, the consequent use of faulty arguments and dry logic, the quest for mukti and association with such falsely proud people. This includes all type of atheistic believing material casuality. Be merciful on seeing the affection of the devotees for him. Baby Krishna killed Trinavarta and removed this obstacle to the devotees' worship. 4. The Yamala Arjuna tree represents the intoxicated pride and arrogance stemming from high birth and wealth, which breed violence, illicit sex, debauchery, and addiction to wine, which lead to loose speaking and shameless brutality to other living beings. Krishna, being merciful, removed this sin by breaking the twin Yamalarjuna trees. 5. Vatsasura, the demon who assumed the form of a calf, represents performing sinful activity out of an immature mind under the control of greed and the bad influence of heavy company. By the mercy of Krishna, this fault is vanquished. Bakasura, the demon assumed a huge duck-like form, the size of a hill, represent false dealing performed out of deceit, cheating, cunning, and hypocrisy. Without eliminating this, Sudha Bhakti does not appear. Agasura, the demon assumed the form of gigantic snake, represents a malignant sinful mentality that desire to cause trouble and violence to others out of hatred and malice. Killing by Krishna, this tendency must be removed, being one of the offense of Varina. The Brahma Mohan Lila, the illusory chanting and chanting of Lord Brahma, represent the skepticism that may arise because of attachment to the path of jnana and karma. It further represent disregard for the superior sweetness of Krishna from over-attachment to the Lord majestic aspect. Dissipated by Krishna, this offense is to be avoided. The Nukasura, the demon assumed the form of an ass and was killed by Balaram, represents gross intellect and complete ignorance of Sudha Jnana Bhakti Tattva and Swarup Jnana, originating from material intelligence, lack of spiritual intuition, and idiotic foolishness. This condition, which must be destroyed, is completely contrary to spiritual knowledge. 10. Kaliya, the huge multi-headed serpent, represents pride, deceit, harm toward others, unkind, crookedness, and malicious cruelty the devotee must give up. The dark day Vinasha Lila, the pastime of destroying the forest fire, represents subduing any type of useless conflict, such as pointless argument, malicious disagreement, and other sampradaya and mat disrespects of the devadas, and angry fighting against another's opinion. Pralambasura, who appears as a gopa, represents a sham of devotion while secretly maintaining a greedy lust for women, money, worship, and position. Killed by Balaram, this hypocrisy must be given up. The Dwavana Pana Lila, Krishna's pastime of swallowing the forest fire, represents the obstacle that the atheist creates against Dharma and preachers of Dharma. Krishna removed this obstacle to the propagation of the true Dharma. The Yajna Vipra Lila, the Brahmana performing Yajna, represents indifference to Krishna Bhakti caused by over-identification with the duty of Varnashram Dharma or absorption in the activity of Karmakanda. The Indra Puja Varanalila, the prohibition of worship of Indra by Krishna, signifies subduing the anarthas, that is the worship of many devadas, or worship of individual self as the supreme, thus considering within oneself, I am Brahman. The Varuna Lila, the pastime of Krishna, releasing Nanda Maharaj from the clutches of Varuna, symbolizes the misuse of intoxicants. Some people mistakenly think that imbibing liquor and other intoxicants will increase one's spiritual bliss and improve one's bhajana. Such misunderstanding must be abandoned. The snake that attempted to swallow Nanda Maharaj, representing personalistic Mayavadi philosophy and other such philosophy that try to swallow up the real nature of bhakti. Thus, the association of adherent of Mayavada philosophy must be avoided. The Shankarjuda Yajna Lila, the killing of Krishna of the demon Shankarjuda, and snatching away his crest jewel, symbolize destroying the desire for name and fame and the morbid desire for women. The Aristasura Vada Lila, the killing by Krishna of the demon that had assumed the form of a bull, symbolize destroying the attraction of cheating religion, which is external show of pomp and splendor, and the concomitant disregard for Sudha Bhakti. The Keshi Vada Lila, Krishna's pastime of killing the demon that has assumed the form of a huge horse, represents freeing the sincere devotee from illusion of considering oneself a great devotee or acharya. Such an illusion produces material pride and the tendency to lord offensively over others. This illusion must be carefully given up. And 20th, the Vyomasura Vada Lila, Krishna killing the demon of flying in the sky, represents leaving the dishonest company of thieves and fake deceitful devotees. In the 8th chapter of Sri Krishna Samhita, from the 13th sloka to the end of the chapter, the 18th anarthas that are obstacle to yajna, to braja bhajan, have been mentioned, taking the two forest fire lila in one, and adding to the 18 the pride of wealth represent the Yamala Arjuna tree, and the pride of performance of karma represent the Yajna Vipralila. The total then become 20 obstacles which are unfavorable for Raja Bhajan. The serious chanters of Harina shouldn't in the beginning address the Lord and pray to him for the prayer for the power to overcome this unfavorable contamination. By doing this, the heart becomes purified. So, Srila Prabhupada mentioned many times that we should read Krishna book. So, we can read to our children Christian book, we can read for ourselves. Actually, I want to end one small pastime. I had a friend of mine, she was taking drugs and she was in the hospital and she was about to die. And this was a long time ago, maybe 1984. I happened to be there, so I wanted to do something for her. So every day, I didn't know about this, but every day I went there and read Krishna book for about 15 days. Every day I was reading different Leela. Sometimes she was conscious, sometimes she was unconscious. But I said, nevertheless, let me read for her benefit. And then I came back to India, you know. But then I came to know that she became all right. And now she's married, she has children, and she totally gave up everything. And she became a nice person. So sometimes we cannot underestimate or we cannot understand how the mechanics things work. But if you follow the scriptures, if you follow what Srila Prabhupada say, and everything becomes successful. Also, in the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioned how humanity can be in peace. No? We can only be in peace with unity and fraternity in human society. We can find real peace if we give up enviousness. So the only way we can give up enviousness is to become a Vaishnava, to become a devotee of the Lord. So this is the main understanding. So this envy is so deep-rooted in the heart, and it has so many different phases. So we must uproot this envy from our heart. We must focus ourselves in performing sadhana, bhakti, with sincere devotion. And we must give up all these garbage-like attractions for name, fame, glories, position, and all the different things we read. Because sometimes, in the course of our devotional service, all these things may come up. So Srila Prabhupada say that we have to become like expert gardener. So sometime here in the field we see this beautiful rice field. And sometimes we see the gardener, I mean the cultivator of the land. He goes there and pick up some plants who look exactly like rice, but it's not rice. It's a wheat. So we must be carefully and remove all these weeds from our heart, from our mind, so we can actually taste the nectar of devotion, the nectar of pure bhakti. And we can again become attracted to Krishna's mercy and go back home, back to Godhead. Okay, thank you very much for listening very carefully. If you have any question or comment, please. I don't know what time is it, but I think it's almost time over. 5 minutes, we have 5 minutes. If anybody has any urgent question, yes, Prabhu. What form of God is the destination? Narayan. For us is Krishna. Krishna is the supreme. Krishna is the form from all the other form emanates. So Krishna is the supreme form. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. From his form, all the other form. Vishnu, Narayan, this is all coming from Krishna. So a Vaishnava sannyasi who understand the true philosophy, worship Krishna. But Narayan is not different from Krishna, you can say, okay, but Krishna has some special quality, which even Narayan doesn't have. So a true Vaishnava sannyasi worship Lord Krishna. Does this answer your question? Yes, please. that's the only thing which we cannot utilize, dovetailing Krishna service, envy. See, there are different level of envy, you know. Like one time His Holiness Bhakti Vidyapuna Maharaj was explaining, there's some type of envy, like, you know, I would like, you know, you have a nice bead bag, I would like to have that bead bag, so I'll buy another bead bag, exactly the same. But it's one type of envy, say, you know, I like that bead bag, I'll take it from you, I'll kill the guy, because only me, I should possess only myself, that one. So, you know, envy can be a different level, but the point is that we are envious of Krishna, we fall down in the material world, because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. We say at one point, hey man, why I cannot enjoy like him? And bam, we're in the material world. Okay, Krishna said, okay, you want to play God? Okay, here you go. Here's, you know, it's like the father. Sometimes you see the son wants to play with something. Okay, give him a box of sand. Okay, here, build a castle. Yeah? Okay, so Krishna gives us the material world. Okay, you want to play around? Okay, here, you can be God in the material world. Try. But then here we are completely, every life, life after life, millions of life, 8,400,000 different species of life, we're defeated. Because time is defeating us. So envy must be given up. Means if we understand Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he's the owner, Bhoktara Anjakya Sam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, he's the owner of everything, he's the enjoyer of everything. Who are we? We are the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant million times. So that's our position. So if we understand that, then you change your vision of everything. Then you can give up envy. Because, hey, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. I'm supposed to be enjoyed by Krishna. I'm the servant of Krishna. If I act on the platform, envy can be given up. As long as I think I'm this body, as long as I think I'm from this country, I'm from this family, I'm from this community, this belongs to me, that belongs to me, this is my wife, this is my house, this is my wealth, so there is envy. But the moment you understand everything in proper perspective, okay, I'm the servant of Krishna, even I have a house, this house belongs to Krishna, my wife belongs to Krishna, my children belong to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. I use everything in the service of the Lord. Then you can give up envy. But envy cannot be dovetailed in Krishna service. That's the only things which we have to really give up. Once we give up with the proper understanding, I think we can, we are in the right way. And of course, we have to learn by accepting a spiritual master, because the spiritual master can guide us in the proper direction. Sadhu, Guru, Shastra. So these are the three line which we follow. Like there is a two-track train, we have three-track train. Sadhu, Guru, Shastra. So the sadhu tell us something, except Guru. The Guru tell us, chant the only name, we perform devotional service. The scripture says the same thing. We are in the right platform. When we deviate from this platform, any of these three, then we go off the track. And then we get caught. It's like when you shave in the morning, and sometimes you space out, you look at the mosquito or something, choo, you cut yourself. You have to be very attentive, very focused. Otherwise, you're going to cut yourself. I'm sure every day. Happened to everybody, right? Oh, I'm not the only one. So, you know, you have to be focused. So it's like the same thing. We do devotional service. We focus. What we're doing every moment, every second of our life. How are we doing this? What are we doing? Externally, look, oh, these guys are doing the same thing. We're driving the car. We're printing the books. We're selling some stuff. Externally can be looking, but internally we are constantly meditating how to please Krishna. And that's the difference, the consciousness is different. Just like, you know, the pastime of the Brahman and the prostitute, they were living in the same road. Do you know the pastime? No. That's a very nice pastime about consciousness, you know. There's this prostitute who lives in the same road as the Brahmana. You see every day from the window the Brahmana. She's thinking, this Brahman is so nice, so pure. He's chanting every day, he's taking bath every day, he's doing his sadhana, he's so pure, he's so nice, wow. What a fortune to be a Brahman. And the Brahman is looking at the prostitute, ha, look at this prostitute, enjoy with so many men. It's 7 o'clock, already 5 men have come, huh, what a lusty woman. So he's thinking always like that. And he's always noticing everything about the prostitute does. And the prostitute is thinking, oh, this Brahman is so pure, he's going to the temple now. Then he come back with Prashad. She's always thinking. So when the boat dies, he goes to hell and she goes to bed to Godhead. And she's surprised. She's saying, what? I'm a prostitute. Yamaraj, why are you sending me back to Godhead? I'm sinful. I slept with so many men. I'm unclean. No, but you talk of a Brahmana. And you take all the pious result of the Brahmana. And the Brahmana say, I am a Brahmana. Why are you sending me to hell? Hello, what do you think all your life of the prostitute? Yeah. You take all the sinful activity of the prostitute, you go to hell. So it's not what we are dressed, we have big cigar, we have big tila. You know, it's our consciousness. So devotee knows how to internally understand. How can I focus, in Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness means we are choosing every second, every moment of our life, Krishna. How to please Krishna. And that is Krishna consciousness. It's not we chant our round the morning and throw the beat back all day, we watch television and we drink beer. And that's not Krishna consciousness. Oh, but I finished my round. Wait a minute. Krishna consciousness means we are endeavoring 24/7 on ourselves how to become purified, how to think of Krishna always. Does this answer your question? Gyanagami Prabhu had a question. Chaitanya Sikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that one was the sixth rainfall. It's a very interesting book. Sixth rainfall. Rainfall. Sixth rainfall. Very interesting book. I think we can read it all our life. It's so much compressed nectar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving us that. Yes. Yes. No, you see that when you go to the hospital and the doctor tell you take the medicine and to avoid some food, that far in the hospital, if you have been in the hospital, you don't bring your own food. Bring your own pizza express, make pizza with mozzarella cheese and sandwich. No, you cannot do that. The hospital give you a diet and they give you the medicine also. Therefore, you are staying inside the hospital because you want to become cured. So once you come inside and join ISKCON, means you have understood that you want to change yourself and you want to become cured from the material disease. So if you sneak out of the hospital and go outside and smoke some cigarette and come back, your lung cancer can never be cured. That means you want to die. That means you're stupid. So if we join ISKCON and we want to follow this process, we should be able to understand that, okay, this sinful life I should give it up. That's why we follow four regulated principles. If somebody cannot follow the four regulated principles, we say, please stay at home, gradual process. Okay, take this medicine. Doctor also sometimes say, okay, stay at home, you're not so sick or whatever. Take your medicine at home, and when you get better, you become better. So, if you join and you want to be a fighter, like in the army, and you're a weakling guy, like, I can't stand, can't hold, then why are you fighting? Why you want to go and fight? Stay at home. When you go in the army, they measure your chest, your weight, and there is some, they train you to fight. And if you cannot walk with 30 kilo things under the sun for 1 hour, you don't qualify, they send you back home. So if you want to be in ISKCON and you want to be in the army of Lord Chaitanya to preach Krishna consciousness, better you be fit and strong so you can go and preach. And if you become weak, then what can I say? Don't be part of this organization. No, you should be. Everybody should be. We are making some ashram for the sick people. But basically, we supposed to be the people who give example to other people. Srila Prabhupada wanted to form a society of brahmanas who give an exemplary life. They lead an exemplary life so that people can get inspiration. We live dharma. We practice the chanting of the holy name. We become purified. You go every day in Harinam and people see you. When people see you in the street, they say, Haribol! Yes? Because they know you're chanting Hare Krishna. But if they see you tomorrow under the tree smoking cigarette and chanting the holy name, then what people will think? What type of Vaishnava service? So we should be careful. We are representing Srila Prabhupada. We have a legacy and we have an image. So therefore we present ourselves as the Prabhupada Anuga, and we are in the army of Lord Chaitanya. So better be fit and strong and get your ammunition and gun clean properly and fight. Maya is very powerful, it's very strong. So we want to defeat Maya. How we defeat Maya? By serving Krishna, by surrendering to Krishna, by preaching Krishna consciousness, by distributing Prabhupada books. Does this answer your question? Think time is over. Ready for the next step, prasadam. That's a powerful medicine for everybody. Srila Prabhupada ki! Arigato.